a question related to the topic?
Yeah. I'm a tarot. How do you respond?
Who may claim that seeing some bad elements from some of the brothers, the Muslim brothers, so they take a statement and they would say, I'm not a Salafi, but I am a Muslim.
Wallahi, yani, if the person say, I'm not a Salafi, but I'm a Muslim, just because he saw some elements from some of the brothers which are wrong, we say, okay, yani, do you mean to say that the Muslims or this Salafi is not Muslim? Salafi is not Muslim? Or do you mean to say that anybody calls Muslim or calls himself Muslim, then he does not have anything wrong, does not do nothing wrong, nothing yani, of these elements that you saw from these Salafi brothers? We say this is wrong, because you will see Muslims who might cheat, who might do all these things. Then what do you say? You're not Muslim because you saw these people? You say that this Salafi brother is wrong. He's still Salafi. We cannot take a person out of Salafiyah because he does a sin. We cannot say that he's out of Salafiyah because he committed a sin. We cannot say he's out of Salafiyah. But if he yani practice whatsoever is not from Salafiyah, is not against the manhaj of Salafiyah, then he's out of Salafiyah. For example, if he holds bay'ah with someone other than the Muslim ruler, the covenant that he is yani with them, or who say this is something, yani it's an invasion, and after warning him, if he's still insisting to do that, then he's not Salafi. If he says that we will make a party, hizb, naam, then he's not Abu Salafi, of course, because they are deviating or they are splitting the ummah. And like this, yani we have to know first of all what is Salafiyah and what are the principles of Salafiyah. And here I refer this person to one of my khutbahs around, I think, 5 Jum'ahs ago or 4 Jum'ahs ago. I spoke about Ad-Din al-Haq, the true religion. I said that it is the Salafiyah. And then I mentioned who is the Salafi individual, who is the Salafi alim, who is the Salafi talib al-ilm. Who is the Salafi? What is the Salafi masjid? What is the Salafi organization? And I say, can't we have an organization in Salafi? Yes, we can, but with conditions, with basis, with principles, with fundamentals. It is only based on cooperating on good, not on complete loyalty to the organization and yani hatred to whoever outside this organization. And I mentioned all those principles of Salafiyah there. So as a conclusion, we say this person who said that he is not Salafi because what he sees of the harshness of the Salafis or some Salafis or some wrong practices of Salafis, I say he's wrong, because he'll end up saying that he's not Muslim, because he will see same things from Muslims. Who those who do not call themselves Salafi. It's not a matter of that, but it is to advise them that you as Salafi, akhi, you need not to do these things. And you also can refute him if he insisted to do this thing. You say, this person, this Salafi brother is wrong in doing this, and lying, and cheating, and this. He's wrong. Now, Allah Akbar.
In addition to the question, sometimes, obviously, the brothers, some people, they say, this word of Salafiyya or Salafi is an innovative word or a recent word which was innovated or created by either some scholar or some group. If you look at the Quran or the Sunnah, there was never a word mentioned of Salafi.
I say this person who says that is a jahil, is very jahil, ignorant. Now, he says that this Salafiyya, this word Salafiyya is innovative. I say, okay, innovated by whom? Some of them, as the brother said in the question, they say it's innovated by some scholars. I say, Jazakallah khair, you are saying scholars. Scholars. Can you tell me who the scholar that you go back to, you refer to? If he mentions, for example, at the recent, at this time, if he mentions, for example, Albani, Ibn Baz, Uthaymeen, Muqbil, Abu Izzar, Sheikh Fawzan, Ghadayyan, Wasiullah, Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Ubaid, Abdul Muhsin Abbad, these scholars, if he mentions them, I say, okay, do they say Salafiyya or they don't? If they say Salafiyya, you think that they are innovators or what? And if you think that they are innovators, why you go back to them when you need any question? When you need to answer any question? If the ulama that they say that it is an innovation, or those who are, if the ulama, as you say that some ulama of today who said it, if they are aware, and not these ones I mentioned, who they are? Who they are. He cannot name no one. Then if he says, no, these are the ones and I don't go to them, I say, okay, when you want to ask about your religion, you go to who? And he will mention names that we know very well, that either Ikhwanis or Sufis or whatsoever. He will mention names. That If these names that he mentioned are not from the ones I mentioned earlier, then maybe he is going to mention names who are from the ones who fight against these ones. Then I say, how come you be Abu al-Haq if you go to Ahl al-Bid'ah and Ahl al-Dalal? But this word as Salafiyya, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah spoke about it. And it has, regardless to the word itself, but what is the meaning of it? What is the meaning of it? It means the pious predecessor. Now, is the pious predecessor an innovation? When you say that I follow the pious predecessor, are you someone who is about innovation? That sounds very strange. And I recited the ayah of Surah Tawbah, ayah 100, where Allah Ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُونَ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who follow them in good ways. So Salafiyya is the following of the former Muslims, former people, the former scholars, like that, beginning from Rasulullah ﷺ, coming down to the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Atba' al-Tabi'een, and like that. So these who refer you back to the Sahaba, these are the Salafi. Always say we go back to what Allah said, what the companions said, what the Sahaba said. These are the Salafi, and this is Salafiyya. Salafiyya means to return back to the first generation. That is Salafiyya. If you want to say that going back to the first generation is wrong, then you need to know where from you get your religion. Because we only get our religion from that generation. The companions who are the narrators of Hadith and the narrators of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. But this does not mean that Salafis cannot do any mistake, cannot be wrong. Now that's wrong. Salafis are human like anyone. They can make mistakes, and we just avoid the mistakes and wrong brush. Nah, wallah.
Question.
another Christian. On the other side, we may find people obviously trying to put down correct visibility, or whether it's corrupt visibility, by saying we're Muslims, we should really respect other people of religion and we should collaborate with them.
That's what I mentioned in the khutbah. We respect people of other religions. What do you mean by respect? It means we don't yani harm them, we don't fight, we don't, unless if yani the Muslim ruler calls for fighting for purposes he knows. And he, with the ulama, discussing that with the ulama, they take that opinion. But for us, normal Muslims, normal yani people, common Salafis, we go and fight with the Christians or the Jews, wherever we see them, and we accuse them and burn the churches or temples or something like that. This is all wrong, and this is not from Salafiyya. This is not from Islam. Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab, or Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, used to, whenever he slaughtered a sheep or a cow or a camel or whatsoever, he asked his children to begin first of all with their Jew neighbor. He was a Jewish neighbor, to send him meat of that slaughtered animal. So we as Salafis are not told to be aggressive and harsh and fight against other religions. And when we say respect, we don't mean accept their religion and go and celebrate with them whenever they have their Christmas or whatsoever. But we don't accuse them, we don't, up to them. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلَيَدِينُ. You have your own religion and I have my own religion. And at the same time, we call them nicely and approach Islam correctly. Approach Islam to them correctly. Nicely. First of all, you need to show them how friendly you are, so they accept from you. Especially those minorities of Muslims living amongst the majorities of non-Muslims. How do you want them to accept your religion if you yourself is not showing that religion, honestly? They're not showing it. And that's why I say, Danny, there are some small things, people think these are small, but they are wallahi big ikhwan, and showing the others the beauty of Islam. And I gave example sometime before of an American Christian female doctor who used to treat women. She became Muslim, and she then told her story how she became Muslim. She said that when she was on a night shift, end of a night shift one night, a Saudi woman, who's the wife of someone who was studying there in the States, she was pregnant and she was at that time in pains of delivery, of birth. So she is expecting birth any moment, giving birth any moment. And her husband brought her to the hospital, and this female doctor, in her last moment of her duty, received her. And she was with her for a while, and then she told her, okay, I'm leaving now because my duty is finished and my colleague will come and continue with you. She asked her, is he a man or a woman? She said, a man. She said, no, let me ask. This old woman said, no, let me ask. She said, but you can't go out, you can't leave. you are, this is very dangerous. She said, no, I can't let any man to check my brother's partner. She said, why? She said, because this is not permissible in Islam. She said, okay, I will stay with you. That Christian doctor decided to stay with her, and she stayed, remained with her until the Saudi woman gave birth. And then she came to the room where she was, and she started giving her some instructions, medical instructions, and told her, look, your husband must not contact you sexually until the blood stops. She said, I know that. How come you know? Are you a doctor? She said, no, but this is in our religion, in Islam. That American Christian doctor started to think of it. What is this? When she was with her, the doctor of children, the baby, came and gave instructions. You have to breastfeed him for a period of 2 years. She said, we know that. It's in our religion. That woman, the female Christian American doctor, was thinking of this. She said, I went home, slept. When I woke up, I grabbed the yellow pages and called some Islamic institute, and I said, I want to know about Islam. She said, they sent me pamphlets and flyers which were not enough to give me good understanding of Islam. Then she said that she went to bookstores and she bought books about Islam. And she read, and she got convinced just by that incident that Islam is the true religion. And she became Muslim. She became Muslim. How? Because this Saudi Muslim woman can practice Islam correctly. She did not do anything to her people. Now, and there are many incidents which occurred like that. So, first of all, we need to show Islam. We need to show Islam. Al-Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, said a story of an incident took place in Syria. You know that in Syria there are Christians, Syrian Christians, and Muslim Christians, Muslim Syrians. One Muslim, Syrian Muslim, met a Christian Muslim in a very narrow road, and they were alone, two of them. He grabbed his knife and he said to the Christian, will you embrace Islam or kill you? The Christian said, no, no, don't kill me, I'll embrace Islam. What to say or what to do to become Muslim? He said, I don't know. So he only knew to kill people. So can we blame Islam for that? No. We can't blame Islam for that. Because we read in the book of Islam, the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said, لا إكراه في الدين. There is no force to make people, no force to be used to make people accept Islam. But affirming it nicely. And we read also where Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ أَدْعِينُ بَيْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينُ. You have your religion, your own religion, and I have my own religion. No one forces the other. But I can affirm you if you wish to read about it, and it's up to you to accept or not. But we have to resemble Islam nicely and correctly. And that means that we have to learn about Islam first. Because the majority are ignorant of their religion. They don't learn. Their only source of knowledge about their religion is internet. Internet. If they want to know anything, they just go to internet. Allah knows best who's behind this internet. And that's why they become very weak in knowing Islam. Allahu a'lam.
Probably a combination of the previous question. Sometimes we see some Muslims participating in a sort of a talk or discussion where you find people of different religions, but the discussion is not about basically the one of Allah, it's about issues that matter to the people between them. Sometimes question would be like, what do you think about somebody not having polygamy points, having more than two wives, something like that, prior to the question of what's the advice to give to these people about the same people?
You mean these are Muslims?
Normally sometimes on a TV show or something like this, they bring one Muslim, one Hindu, one Indian, whatever, of different religions. They start talking about different topics, but these topics are only about matters of issues that concern people. It's not about like religion, because obviously from what we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said like all the people of the book come to one word, ta'ala wa ta'ala. So
first of all, people are going to ask this question whether we like or not, but who do they ask as a question? These TV programs, the people who make them, they know what type of people they want to bring. And if they bring me, for example, I would never speak about I was interviewed by a TV channel called TV Tobago TV 5 last October, and it was about just before Hajj. It was about they said they want me to ask about Hajj, to speak about Hajj. I spoke about Hajj, and I from there I spoke about the oneness of Allah and how Hajj is good even to the non-Muslims, how the Hajjaj return back and how they should do, like that. So it depends on who is the one that they are interviewing or the question is raised to. If he is someone who knows the principles of da'wah and he has wisdom, then he will know how to reach it, how to appeal his goal. But the problem is that they bring people who are only they have what we call that, they are enthusiastic only. They are only eager only to speak without even having the proper knowledge and the wisdom how to approach this religion. Sometimes you need to speak about the oneness of Allah directly like that, and sometimes because people do not want to hear, now you go to them, like for example Allah sent Isa with miracles that the people were addicted to it, medicine and like that. At the time of Musa, people were addicted to magic. So Allah Ta'ala sent him with something greater than that. Now, at the time of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people were, the Arab were addicted to poems, poetry. So Allah Ta'ala gave Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the miracle, which is the Quran, which no one can make, like, and so on. And Nuh alayhi salam, that when he directed the da'wah to his people, he told them, يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويرزقكم ويمددكم باموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم انهارا. This was the first aim, you know. So you can reach to the oneness of Allah if you, even if you speak about polygamy. For example, if I'm asked about polygamy from kuffar or from Muslims who have, for example, deviation or innovation like that, I can't speak about it, no problem. I say, okay, polygamy is to have more than one wife, and this too many people is type of oppression, why the man can have more than one wife and woman cannot. But if we know who, for example, is the one who permitted this, then we can have the question answered itself. They're going to ask who. Then I speak about, not about, just I say Allah. No. But speak about who Allah is. Allah is the one who created you. Allah is the one who did this, this. So you make them feel as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Tur when Jubair ibn Mut'im, who was in Kufr state that time, here the ayat, he said, my heart was about to leave my body, to come off my body because of the meanings of it. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Were they created out of nothing, out of sin? Or were they the ones who created themselves? No one can say that. Or were they the ones who created the heavens and earth? So why they did not create more heavens and earth? So like that, but we need first of all to learn about Islam and also to have wisdom of da'wah. نعم والله أعلم.